Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I am your host, Philip. We are going to continue this mini-series of society issues. The last two episodes, I talk about one of the society issues are we talk about bullies, and from the last episode, we also talk about mental health. Those are the last two episodes we have talked about to start this mini-series. And today's episode, we'll continue this mini-series. And today's we're going to talk about one of the issues to our society is teachers. Well, I will go ahead and say teachers, staff, regarding, you know, that work in the education industry. And I know what you're probably thinking. It's like, what the fuck? That's not our issue. Hear me out. Name me explained why this is a society issue. Why this is an issue regarding teachers. And there's a few different ones. Let's start. Let's identify how is this a issue to our society with teachers. Number one, teachers are good teachers. I will go ahead and say good teachers are underpaid, way underpaid. They deserve to get paid more for the job they're doing. You know, being a teacher, it's not fucking easy. No, I'm not a teacher. I don't have no experience. Well, I don't have no experience being a teacher, but I remember one time when I was in high school, we have this thing, what was it? It's only for one day, and one class. There's a 4-period class in the high school I went to, and you get to be a teacher students get to be a teacher for one day, while teachers get to be a student for one day. For one class, and same with principal too. Principal get to become, I guess, a student, and some kid become a principal or something like that. And that's only for one day. And so I got to be a teacher for one day, for one class period, by the way. Just only for one class period. And I don't remember what I did that day. I did choke around, you know, one of my friends. Don't do anything. I'll give him an F on the grade, on the teacher's actual grade book. I didn't, but you get the point. But anyways, it's not easy. And you know, everyone go to school before, right? It's from elementary school, middle school, high school, and even to college. Teachers do not have an easy job. They don't. It's not an easy job to teach students. It takes a hard, lot of work too, to teach the students. And each individual who are teachers or who are about to become teachers have probably different methods to teach their kids, to teach their students whatever the class they are teaching, whether it's, you know, they teach math, science, social studies, PE, PE, whatever subjects they are teaching, they'll probably have different methods, and they have to, like, have lesson plans, line up, you know, for each day they teach their students. You know, it's not easy, and it takes hard work. It takes hard work, and teachers have to, you know, it takes hard work for it. Teachers get way underpaid. They deserve to get paid more. Good teachers deserve to get paid more. And you notice I say good teachers. I will get into in a bit regarding talking about bad teachers in a bit. But it's ridiculous, you know, and, you know, as of right now, I'm going to try to look what's the teacher's salary. Hold on, real quick. I apologize. I thought I had it up on my thing.
If I have it on my thing, but apparently not. Oh, shoot. I'm not going to have time to look for it. I thought I had my thing open, but I thought I have it, but I guess not. I apologize.
But teachers, I get, wait, but I do know teachers do get, I was trying to look for the, you know, the what the salary is or stuff. I used to know it like decades ago, but I can't remember the top of my head right now. But they get way too underpaid. They deserve to get paid more than what they are doing. Good teachers deserve to get paid more. You know? And that is part of the problem in our society. Teachers are too underpaid. Too underpaid. And it's everywhere. Every state. They probably get, there may be some states they get paid a little more than the other states, and which is true, which is fucking ridiculous. Even a college, even if you teach in college, let's say, for example, you teach in a small college in a small state, you can probably get paid more to teach in a bigger state or a bigger college. Now, I get it, they're probably a different budget or whatever, but come on now. Come on now. It's not an easy task. It's not an easy task to be a teacher. They deserve to get paid more. Their salary needs to be more. Especially in today's world, the living is ridiculous right now. The price, you know, the rent, buying a house, the mortgage, it's ridiculously high. Ridiculously high. And it's out of fucking control. Everything is expensive now. Food price going up. You know, gas, or here where I live, gas prices are up and down. But other states, their gas prices are going up. It's ridiculous. And you can blame the dumbass politicians, by the way, about that. But we're not talking about politicians in this episode. Not this episode, that is. But that is one of the society issues, so stay tuned for that, by the way. So, yeah, they too underpay. Way underpay. And plus, they had to do, you know, degrading, lesson plans, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff that teachers, it's hard work every day. Every day. Monday through Friday, or even Monday through Saturday, if you teach in college, if you teach in classes in college on Saturday, because I know when I was in college, I take a class on a Saturday one time, which is an easy class, by the way. Shout out to, I forgot the teacher's name, hope it's all well. I take class on Saturday one time when I was in college on Saturday. That is not an easy task, period, no matter what day you teach and what grade level. Yeah, and their teachers are enjoying their job and love to teach kids, love to teach students. I should say students. But there are underpaid. A lot of good teachers deserve to get paid more. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Now, you notice I say good teachers. And I mentioned earlier, I will talk a bit about bad teachers. If some of you may not have experience dealing with bad teachers or terrible or teachers who are a terrible person, which is good. Which is fucking good. But don't act like there's no such thing bad teachers. Or don't act like there's a teacher who's a bad person. That's bullshit. That is bullshit. I remember a while back, I was in even to this day right now, I'm in the community Facebook page to the city I live in. And what that is, the city where I live in, they give, you know, they'll post, you know, what's going on in the city I live in. you know, stuff, you know, what is going on, the events going on, whether there's maybe a car accident to look out for, or a new store opening, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And I don't remember what the post, but it's something about teachers, but I remember, you know, I replied to that post regarding teachers saying, you know, there are some bad teachers. And someone replied to my comment, that's a matter of your opinion. No, I said, I told that person, that's not a matter of my opinion. That's a matter of my fact. That's a matter of facts. I deal with that type of experience before, with a bad teacher before. So that's not fucking a matter of opinion. And that shows me that person, not trying to insult that person. I don't even remember the name of the person because this is a few years ago. And even if I remember the name of the person, I probably wouldn't mention that person's name. Because we didn't get an argument or anything like that. Because what that person said, he or she is close-minded because he or she didn't really have experience and have college with bad teachers. I have. Or have not seen bad teachers. I have. Or have not seen teachers that are a bad person. And let me explain what I mean by bad teachers and a person who is a teacher who is a bad person. There's a difference, fine line between that. A good teacher could probably teach you doing his or her job. But is this teacher a good person when they smoke crack or do drugs? And when I say drugs, I mean illegal drugs. Is that a good teacher who is a good person? No. I used to know a teacher who usually cool with me, always cool with me, a good teacher. I'm not gonna name who is that teacher. From my understanding, he was caught doing drugs. He lost his job. And he lost his teacher license. He had to find another job because he got caught. And this is in my sophomore year in high school. Someone caught him. That's what I've been told. That teacher faced that consequence. He was a good teacher with me. Now, there's some people are not a fan of him as a teacher. He's not nice or anything like that. I have no problem with him from my experience with him. But does it mean he's a good person when you do drugs? And you do drugs in class. Got caught. Doesn't mean that it's a good person. That's what I'm talking about. There's a fine line difference between a good person, bad teacher. And it could be both. Now tell me another one. And then here's another story. And this could be both, really, if you think about it. Is this teacher who knows... I shouldn't say that because I'm saving certain information, or I don't want to review too much until the potential final episode of the Let's Talk Podcast on May 31st. Stay tuned for that. But I will say, is he or she a good teacher and good person disrespecting a student for no reason? Talk to him like he's some retard. Say, do you understand that? To that student. Is that being a good teacher and a good person? Or one of them? Think about it. Do you like to have a person, a teacher, or anyone for that matter, talk to you that way? to suspect you that way? Hell no. Hell fucking no. If anything, if that teacher is at that way to that student, then they need to find a different career. They don't belong in the education industry. Period. Not a principal, not a counselor, school counselor, not even a school nurse. Get the fuck out if you're going to talk to and disrespect that student just like that. It doesn't matter what that student do or don't do to you. Anything wrong. Which, by the way, that student didn't do anything wrong. More on that come May 31st. I got a bunch of other stories that I've seen bad teachers. Bad teachers do exist, even to this day right now. Even good teachers or bad teachers might be a bad person exist, believe it or not. If you don't believe that, well, I don't know what to say to you. You're pretty much close-minded. Because I've seen it. I've countered some of it with them. I've seen it myself. And I heard, you know, other students. Like the one that take drug. Got caught. I didn't see it. I didn't see that teacher take drug. No. But one of the students told me, I've been told by someone. And he was not there anymore. Got fired. So yeah, there is bad teachers out there. There are teachers who are not a good person is out there still to this date. Here's another story I'm going to tell you. I'm trying to decide, should I give out this teacher name? I'm debating it, but I'll go ahead and tell you the story anyways. I'm going to tell you the story, and then I'll decide whether I'll give this teacher's name or not. She teach English class in high school. I have her class 2 years, sophomore and junior. And no, I didn't flunk my class. I didn't flunk that class. I did pass, but I'm required to take her class again, both sophomore and junior, to count my credits to get my high school diploma. So that was required. That's one of the requirements. Same teacher. And this teacher, every fucking day in class, she would complain about her job. Like, she does not like her job. Every fucking damn day. Every fucking day. Which, it gets fucking annoying, by the way. You're getting tired of hearing it every day, her bitching about her job. Every day, for those 2 years. Sophomore and junior year. More so in my junior year, really. That she complained every day about her job. What kind of teacher will complain their job? They hate their job. Now, I get it. I mentioned earlier in this episode, one of the problems is their underpay. Good teachers are underpaid. But she is not a good teacher. I have not learned shit in her class those 2 years, sophomore and junior year. When I take her class, I didn't learn shit. All I learned from her class is how to do resume when you to apply a job and job interview. That's it. That's what I learned from her. That's what I learned from it. And this is an English class, for crying out loud. She didn't really do much at all teaching, except for complaining about her job. And there's more, by the way. There's more about her. not only is she complaining about her job, and this is maybe not a big deal, which it isn't, the second one, which is irritating, keeps mentioned almost every fucking day, not almost every day, every fucking day, time to go to the current class, mentioned how we gotta learn from the real world. Which she's not wrong, but she's saying that every fucking goddamn day. And the problem is, she doesn't do her job teaching us what she's supposed to teach in the English class. Besides bitching about her job. And she had put her students down, too, by the way. Especially one specific student I know. She put her down. What kind of teacher that put their students down? Terrible one at it. What kind of teacher who complains about her job, who hates her job? A bad one. If you don't like your job, change your career. Quit your job and go find another job then. Or retire. It's that fucking simple. She complained for the last 2 years, sophomore and junior year, about her job. It's very irritating. And put students down? Put some students down. No, she didn't put me down. As far as I know. But I know she... I do have friends that got being put down by her. And no one, not many people likes her. There are people out there complaining about her. Even I heard stories that there's some people say that she lied to make the student look bad. What kind of teacher is that? A terrible one. What kind of person in general? A terrible one. And from what I heard two different stories. After my junior year, after junior year, once I entered my senior year in high school, she's no longer there. And the reason why is, I heard two different stories. One, I heard she quit. And the second one I heard, that she got fired. Because people find out how she bitch about her job and how, and some other shit. That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is, but that's what I heard. Two different stories. I don't know which one is true. I never learned shit from her class. I mean, told some of my friends, I have not learned shit from her. I mean, asked some of my friends who have taken her class before, have you learned shit about her, from her class? They say no. Because the only thing I learned from her was how to do job interviews and do resume when you file an application for a job. That's it. That's all I learned from her class, an English class that she teach in high school. For those 2 years, I had to take her class. So both sophomore and junior year. She hadn't done shit at all. Maybe I should mention her name. I don't know her first name. I can't remember her first name. She go by the name Miss Maldonado. Miss Maldonado. Maldonado. Or something like that. So, if I don't know if she teaches. She back teaching now. I don't think she is. But just in case. Have a lookout. Better watch out. She's not a good teacher. Unless she fucking change. And people do change. So who knows. I don't know if she's. But again, like I said. That was long time ago. So I don't know if she still teaches. But back then, she's a terrible teacher and a bad person. I did pass my class with her. I believe I got like a C or something like that. Just a C. I think a C or a B. One of the two. I know I didn't get an A. She's a bad teacher. That's the bottom line. She's a bad teacher. And here's another thing. She always keep telling us stories about she have lunch or dinner with her former student. You, first number one, you, every time she told us that, and she told us how this student is a good, better student than us. Again, she put us down. Actually, she did put me down. That because she put when she said that, to think about it, yeah. Every time she would always bring up she'd have lunch or dinner, actually dinner, with her former student, who was younger than her. She keep telling us almost every fucking damn day. Like, we don't need to know that fucking shit, and you don't need to put us down like that. Fuck her. Terrible teacher. What else could I say about her? What more could I say about her? There are bad teachers out there. They are. Even to this day, right now. If you don't believe that, then you probably haven't encountered those bad teachers. Or your kids, if you have kids, and your kids didn't encounter bad teachers, that's good. Or maybe they have not tell you. Or maybe the kids haven't tell you what's going on with those with that teacher. And afraid to afraid not to tell you because you don't believe your own kid. Think about it for a second. People say, you know, it's the kids being bad. And that may be true because there are kids out there are bad students, are bad kids. You know, either not doing their work, not doing their homework, or skipping class, which is unacceptable. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, but and there are bad students out there. However, there are bad teachers out there too. You probably haven't encountered with them yet. Keyword, yet. And, you know, and the other staff members are not much better either. Based on my experience. Oh, I take that back. There are staff members that are not good. And when I say staff members, I talk about like school counselors. Now, school counselors I counter with are pretty cool people. As far as I know. The school counselors from, you know, from middle school and high school, they're cool people. Elementary school, I don't remember much at all. I usually cool with them. Same with the principal. I didn't encounter much with the principal in high school, but middle school, pretty cool people. The most from my experience, based on my experience, I have talked about some teachers back on my podcast in the past with an old friend of mine, Danny Bustamante. Especially the first time he come to my podcast, shout out to him by the way. We talked about one of the teachers. He told me one of the story. One of the teacher. Back in Lynn Middle School, he teaches PE. He pushed him. That's unacceptable. He should be fired. Now, that teacher usually cool with me. But when after he told me, I was shocked and surprised that that teacher pulled that shit on a student. Which he shouldn't have done anything physically to any student. Shouldn't have pushed the student. That teacher should have been fired. Should have been fired. Check out that episode, by the way, about that story. And now I mentioned about other staff members, including bus drivers. School bus drivers that take you to school and take you home. I deal with two bad bus driver the last 2 years from then. They used to make fun of my eyes, my small eyes. They used to say I'm such a hairy, look like a monkey because I'm too hairy, which I do not have a beard at that time. So and my hair wasn't long. So I don't know where that comes from. Used to pick on me almost every time I go to that bus. Two bus driver ladies. And you are probably wondering why there's two bus driver ladies when there's supposed to be one driving the bus. I will explain that Commander the First on a potential final episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I'm not going to talk about it here, but you will find out Commander the First. But two bus driver ladies who will rotate every day or every week, I can't remember, used to make fun of me. Even they make fun of me behind my back. Even when my friend told me. They make fun of me. They used to complain about me taking long to go in the mornings. Early mornings. And there are times they come way too early that I'm not supposed to. And they complain about me taking too long. And there are times I did on purpose. Because I know they were bitching about it. Just to piss them off. They're the true definition of bullies. They are bullies. Both of them. Grown adults pick on a 13, 14-year-old kid the last 2 years when I went to Lynn Middle School, the two bus driver ladies. I expressed my opinion about them with some couple of my friends who ride the same bus with me, with those two bus driver ladies, how I feel about them. And I hope they tell them how much bullies they are. Pick up and big fan of my small eyes. Those two are racist. If anything, they should not be working in the education industry at all. Matter of fact, they shouldn't be working in any industry, period. They shouldn't have a fucking career. That's how bad they are. As a person, both of those ladies, when they should know better. That's what I mean by school teachers and staffs. That's including bus drivers, school bus drivers. There are some good, don't get the wrong idea. There are some good staff members, good school counselors, good principal, good cool school bus drivers, but there's some bad ones too. And you look on TikTok, there's some parents deal with bad school bus drivers. Some of the fault from the kids, some of the fault from the parent itself may overreact. There are different, and when I say those things, so there are different videos of it by different people on TikTok. And some of them are all around fault. All of them are not good. I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for. Some of them are just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Some of them fault from their kid, maybe. Some of the fault of the bus driver. Both of them are at fault. And they could do better. Same with the parent. Some of them just one of them at fault, and they could do better. In my situation, in my case, the last 2 years of living in middle school, I just go to the school bus, go to school, and go home. The last 2 years, actually, my dad used to pick me up from school, especially after basketball practice. Then when he passed away, I had to end up going to the school bus to go home as well. The last 2 years, seven and eighth grades. And I deal with that bullshit, the two bus driver bullshit for the last 2 years, almost every fucking damn day. Pick on me, make fun of my small eyes, I'm hairy, that kind of stuff. And there, one day, they get pissed off at the school bus, at them, and one of my good friend, she tried to, you know, tell me to calm down, not tell me to calm down, but, you know, to hold my cool. Those times. Because those two bus drivers, they just nothing but bully me. adults bullying a teenager of me. And I have talked about bullies in the other episode since when I start this mini-series of society issue, and that's one of the issue and problem in our in today's society. That is a fucking problem. So there are teachers are bad teachers or bad people or both. Same with other staffs, including school bus drivers. And this is a problem in today's society. That's what I'm talking about. Society issue, one of the issues with our society is teachers. One, underpaid, and bad teachers. That's a good example. Here's another example. What kind of teacher call a student and tell the student and their mom or their dad or both of their parents say that person's not going to make it to graduation, to graduate high school. Yet. And then, there's more. That teacher, that particular same teacher, realized, make a mistake, calling the wrong student. And he's supposed to call another student, tell that student. That teacher called the wrong student. But they didn't bother to call that student to tell that student and their mom or their dad or their parent or whoever their guardian is. They make a mistake calling the wrong person. They didn't bother to apologize. They didn't bother to call and apologize at all. Like nothing's happened. I will tell you more story about that come May 31st on the potential final episode of Let's Talk Podcast. So stay tuned for that. More in depth. But answer my question. What kind of teacher that say that to a student? A terrible teacher, if you ask me. That teacher should be fired, really. And I have, and there, you know, it's just it's ridiculous when a teacher tell a student that they're not gonna make it to high school or whatever the case is. Come on now. Especially a student has a good reputation, passing their class, going classes, and that kind of stuff. What else could I say? Here's another story. What kind of teacher that make bullshit lie about the student, saying that, this person is daydreaming. The student's daydreaming, when it's not true. Or what kind of teacher or person say that teacher don't act their age. Man, that's not fucking true. More story about that. I'm going to tell that come May 31st as well. If you think that student, or maybe that you're a bad student, you don't know shit about that student. And I'm going to say this. You don't know shit about me. I go to school every fucking damn day to take care of business and do what I'm supposed to do. More on that come May 31st. That's all I have to say about that. What else could I say? What else could I say about teachers? There are good teachers. Not all teachers, and I want to be clear. Not all teachers are bad. There are good teachers out there, even to the state right now. There are good teachers out there right now. But there are bad teachers out there too. There are teachers who are bad people. Some of them may be just good teachers, but bad people or bad person. There's some teacher may be good teacher and bad people, or both bad teachers and bad person. When I give you, here's another example. I'm not going to say who on this episode, but I will reveal it come May 31st. There is a certain teacher will not allow a certain student in their class. I'm giving you a short story because I'm not going to be full detail on this one. So, but come May 31st, find out the full detail. There's a certain teacher who teaches, who, or maybe used to teaches in college, teach a certain class and won't let a student take that class because due to supposedly relation according to this person. But that person, that teacher lied to that student because that teacher knows that student has this special need, and telling people don't have time to teach the people, that person, that feel that person who has special need don't have time to teach stupid person, stupid people. What kind of teacher that says that? What kind of teacher will say about a student, not to the student, but about a student behind their back, that knows that student have the special need? And you can tell I'm struggling to describe it without spoiling it because I'm gonna review a lot of things come May 31st. But I'll do my best I can. But what kind of teacher that say that to a student that he or she knows that had that special need, don't want to teach that person because they don't have time to teach stupid people. That teacher feel that person who has special needs don't have, as a stupid person? What kind of teacher is that? What kind of person in general is that? A terrible human being, if you ask me. And matter of fact, if there's a teacher like that, They don't deserve to be a teacher. They need to get the fuck out of that education industry in general, period. And find a different fucking career. Get the fucking shit out of here, that bullshit. So yeah, there are teachers out there like that too. If you're in special ed, or you used to be in special ed and didn't know you used to be in special ed, but won't let you to take their class because they don't have time to teach. They see you as a stupid people? Stupid person? That's beyond ridiculous. And that teacher should be fucking fired. I will tell you more story about that come May 31st. Because May 31st, I had something to get off my fucking chest. And I'm fed up with the bullshit. But that's a different topic for that day. So, yes, even to this date right now, and it doesn't matter whether it's in elementary school, middle school, high school, and even college, there are bad teachers out there. But there are also good teachers out there as well. Same with the staff members. School bus drivers, principals, assistant principals, school counselors, you name it. You name it. So, I'm trying to think. Oops, I dropped something. So, I try to think what other example I left out. And I try to think, what more example I can give you? What other story, I should say, I could give you based on my experience? regarding bad teachers or bad staff members. And I try to think, what else could I tell? What else? Here's another one. And I brought up on my the beginning of this mini series. So I think it shows how the issue when I talk about bullies. What kind of teacher that won't do shit when they know if one of their student got bullied? A terrible teacher. Hell, what kind of staff members, whether it's school principals, school counselor, don't do shit when they know a student getting bullied? That's a good example of they don't take bullies seriously when they fucking should. No kids, no one in Toronto shouldn't be bullied. And teachers should have do something about it. And you'll probably ask what they can do. One, give them a warning, tell them don't do nothing. I mean, don't do bullies. Don't do it. Two, do it again. You talk to the fucking parents. Three, if possible, detention. Or facing suspension from the school. That's what they should done. Of course, school teacher, ignore it. I already told the story of my nephew who was in kindergarten getting bullied. And the school teacher didn't do nothing. The mom, my nephew's mom, who's my sister, already have a meeting regarding about it. So I don't know if my nephew's being bullied still or not. That I don't know yet. I'm sure I will find out eventually. But that's a good example what is wrong in today's society. Bullies and school teachers don't do shit. Don't take bullies seriously. Or any school staff members. Whether it's the principal, assistant principal, school counselors. I could go on and on. Anyways, I'll go ahead and wrap this up. We'll continue this mini-series for the next topic. You can follow me on Instagram, P2HSarah2. You also can follow me on Threads, which same username on Instagram, P2HSarah2 as well. Next Talk Podcast has a Facebook page. Give a like, give a follow. I post episodes like this one on the Let's Talk Podcast Facebook and on some of my social media that I'm not banned yet. Let's Talk Podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcasts, or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Cast. Pocket Cast. You know what? Let me start over. I'm a blank right, just like that. You can listen to all the episodes from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcaster, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and Castbox. So, have a good night. Stay safe, and talk to you the next time on Let's Talk Podcast. Peace out, everyone.